How did that race go down? Was it close?
It was very close. It was Shyla Cook had the first leg, and Shyla ran a great leg. Her best time ever, I think she ran a 2:36, and she came in. We were in third place. Seward has a very strong first two legs, the gal that won the mile, the 2 mile, and also the 800. She was the second leg, and she got out way out in front of everybody. And Homer was in second. We were in third. And then on that exchange to Kendra Coonrad, Kendra made up some ground. And then on the exchange from Kendra to Maya Cowan, Maya made up all the difference in the, and we were behind, still behind with two. She made up all the difference. And then on the exchange for Aaron Funt, Aaron fought off the girl from Homer, and we won the event. And Aaron's time was a 2:26, which is ties the fastest 800 we've ever run. And she was amazing. She just would not let that Homer girl pass her.
Pretty impressive.
It was exciting. It was very, very exciting. And I think I mentioned last week that was, I thought that was going to be the best race, of course, for us, and it certainly was.
All right, what other results that you want to highlight?
Another really good result. Good results were from Maya Cowan. She had two individual third places, one in the 32 and one in the 16, and she ran, of course, on that 4x8 winning team. And then she ran a good 800, but those kids, by the time of the finals of the 800, they were pretty spent, and they competed well. I think Maya was fifth in that, and then Aaron came in a little bit after that, but those girls had really, really worked hard. And then I think watching the field events, Isaac Taylor came in on Friday morning, 11 o'clock, first event, and set up for the high jump. And he and Aiden Luer got their marks, and Isaac had a phenomenal meet. He ended up taking second place in the Division II with a jump of 6 foot, and it was as high as the winning jump, kid from Sitka, and then also was as high as the 4A winning jump. He just had one more miss than the Sitka kid. But that was a PR of 5 inches for him, which you very rarely see a PR of 5 inches in a high jump. He put it all together. Aiden had a good high jump also. He ended up in fifth place, and he was very consistent coming in at 5'6", and he's got a lot more. It's very interesting when they set up for that meet. They don't put a bar up. Kids have a hard time getting their mark, and Aiden coming in as a freshman hasn't had as many jumps as Isaac, so it was a little tougher trying to get him on his mark. He's got plenty of height left in him, but we just gotta get him on his mark.
Others to mention?
Aiden ran a great 100-meter dash. He ended up in sixth place with a time of 12:07. He had a little quicker time in the prelims. They were running against a pretty stiff headwind, so all the finals and the sprints and the 100 and the 110s and the 100 hurdles, they were a little bit slower than the day before they were running against. And it was fun watching Aiden run. He's starting to get things figured out, and he came out. He was probably 5 meters ahead of everybody in the first 30 meters. He just hasn't found that fifth gear yet, but he'll get it. Get there. Isaac ran a great 110-meter hurdle. He ended up in fifth place. That's basically where he was. I guess he was seated fourth. He ran a little bit slower in that finals, of course, because of that headwind. And Josh Tinas, I tell you what, this kid coming in as a senior and learning how to throw that discus, he ended up throwing 101, which is just a couple feet behind his best. But to make finals as a senior and put it all together, I tell you, Tom Gregoire, he's out there coaching those kids in the throws, and he did a phenomenal job to get those guys in the places where they needed to be. And usually it takes a couple years to develop that. It's not something that happens the first year, but he certainly did a great job.